You're listening to Laurie Atlas, thanks to the Keppel Bay Sailing Club, the club for everyone, on 994RO, the talk of Central Queensland.
Now, as I mentioned, it is the 110-year anniversary this year of the age pension in Australia, and it's a good chance to address the importance of poverty amongst older Australians. And Joel Pringle is the advocacy campaigner for Fix Pension Poverty, and he's on the line. Joel, bless you. How are you?
Very good, very good.
This is a benevolent society. Now, you're in partnership with the National Seniors. You're actually in Gladstone, aren't you?
Right now, today, I'm in Gladstone. That's correct. Yeah, beautiful town.
Yep, it's a lovely part of the world. What do you do?
So my role is an advocacy campaigner. I work on a campaign called Fix Pension Poverty. Mm. As you said, 110 years since that we're celebrating this year for the age pension. We had a look at how it's travelling today because it's been a little while. And we found that for some people, they can live an okay, comfortable life as long as everything's going good for them.
Mm.
If they're stuck in private rent, they've got health costs. If they're single, there's a range of factors that can make life actually pretty hard for somebody trying to get by on the age pension. So what I do is I work in cities around the country, like Rockhampton and Gladstone, and work with people in those local communities to try and let them know about the issues that's going on and talk about this campaign called Fix Pension Poverty.
So you say everything works if you're on the pension as long as nothing else doesn't work, right?
Well, I think of it like Jenga towers, those wooden blocks.
Mm.
You know, and it can be okay, it can be pretty solid, but if you take away one of the blocks here, and that's owning your own home, if you take away another block here, and that's your family support, if you take away here, you live a bit remote from services, and all of a sudden things can crumble down around you. And that's what we found in the research.
Do we have any figures on how many pensioners in Australia are renting? That would be a huge impost, because I assume that if you've paid off your home and you own that, that gives you a lot more money in the pension to play with, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously if you own your own home, there's still costs. There are maintenance costs for that if your hot water system goes. But they're far outweighed by what people are paying in rent.
Mm.
And so, yeah, there's a lot of people around, and there's a lot of people in places like Gladstone and Rockhampton who haven't been able to put down the money on the house over the years because they've been in and out of work, industry's closed down, or whatever's going on,
mm.
and they find themselves in private rent.
Is there money or enough money in rental assistance? Because pensioners can get some rent assistance, can't they?
Pension. If you're on the age pension, you do get extra assistance through Commonwealth rent assistance, mm. but it's not enough. The government's done this thing where it was once more helpful, but the way that they index it isn't to the increases in rental costs. It's just to the general price index. And we all know that over long term, what's happened with housing costs in Australia for various reasons. So it's not as helpful as it needs to be. We worked out that the best thing that government could do to instantly help the most people who are experiencing poverty while they live on their age pension
mm-hmm.
is to increase Commonwealth rent assistance.
How much does it cover at the moment?
I don't have the actual amount in front of me at the moment, but it's nowhere near adequate, the difference between the cost of owning your own home and paying rent.
And there's things like utility rebates, medical rebates. I believe the broadband might even come under that. I guess there's the pension card as well. I'm not pointing out the amount of stuff they get. I'm just pointing out what they get.
That's absolutely right. And that's what we looked at when we looked at the pension. We looked at all those payments and supports that people rely on it. But, you know, the broadband cost, it's interesting that you mention that. Because people who have their telephone line, a national broadband network comes through, you don't get to keep your old telephone line. You've got to get the cheapest package on the national broadband network. And that's more expensive than your telephone.
Mm.
But there's no support for those people who don't have the money to pay that extra.
I've had those calls.
That's the decision the government made.
I agree with you. I've had those calls to the show, and they go, "Oh, well, they just told me what I had to do, and I had to do it, and it's not what I want."
Yeah, yeah, that's right. People just want to pick up the phone and answer it and then pay the bill like they always have, right?
Free dentistry for people receiving the age pension? Is it full or part?
Well, we reckon that people who aren't receiving the age pension full or part should have access to affordable dentistry. And for so many of those people, affordable is going to have to mean free. Now, it's kind of crazy way we look at the body at the moment, and where the health system looks at the body and forgets about the mouth. We have this other system that looks at mouth. So it's through the mouth that all your food, your drink, how you communicate, that is the entrance to your health system. Now, we have Medicare, which is a great system. Helps people to be able to afford basic health services. But Medicare doesn't include dentistry at all. And we don't know why we got to that stage, but we think something needs to be done about that.
You're a wonderful chap. And you don't... and you... probably a lot of people listening to this show would say, he's a lovely young whippersnapper helping us out and advocating for us. So, I mean, good on you.
Yeah, but you know what? What's important is that we're in these areas, and we're working with groups like National Seniors, like the Australian Pensioners and Superannuants League, and we get a lot of support from groups like that, various Rotary clubs and that sort of thing. So that's who we're reaching out to on this campaign. We're also reaching out to the sitting members of the electorates that we're working in, and trying to ask them to become advocates of the campaign as well.
Now, it was the Benevolent Society, who was actually Australia's first charity. They were founded in 1813, and they were the ones that drove the campaign to introduce the first age pension in the first place, weren't they?
That's correct. So we were heavily involved in the campaign to introduce the age pension in the lead up to 110 years ago. And that was first in New South Wales, and then some of the other states followed, and then the new Commonwealth Parliament 110 years ago said, let's adopt that model, let's do that Australia-wide. And that's why we have this quite unique system in Australia of the age pension the way it's paid.
So what's on the website, fixpensionpoverty.org.au? What do people find if they went there?
That's right. People can go to that website, fixpensionpoverty.org.au, and they can read a bit of background about the campaign, see what we're asking for. But you can also, if there's a campaign in your local area, if you're in Rockhampton, you can click on Active Campaigns and find Rockhampton and see some of the stories and blog posts of things that we're doing with local people in that area. If you're in Gladstone, you can do the same.
Are you asking for the base rate to be set by an independent tribunal rather than the political whim of a certain government of either persuasion, or does that already happen? It's not set by an independent body, is it?
No, it's not. It's set by the vagaries of the political process.
Yeah,
you might say. The minister decides which is an election coming up. Which areas do we need to make people happy in? Is it
whose tummy do we need to tickle? That's what they say.
Yeah, that's it. And we think it should actually be set on experts and people with experience looking at what an adequate rate is. And then setting it on that basis. That's how politicians' wages are set. That's how the minimum wage is set in Australia. We think if it's okay for those for other groups, it should also be how it's set for the age pension as well.
One would think. So, do you think it should be higher, the pension?
We think that really the initial focus is on helping those people who are on the age pension who are struggling the most. And that's why there's a focus on people with oral health issues, people who are stuck in private rent, and really that increasing cost. Did you know that a lot of people spending as much money on telecommunications now as they're spending on their energy bills? You hear a lot of that energy bills. So we think it's an area that's probably not been talked about enough, and some a bit of a focus there on those additional support payments that help people who are struggling.
Is it more of a struggle as a single pensioner than a pensioner in a relationship, married or whatever, or not?
Absolutely. I mean, people who are receiving the age pension and who are single, they do get a higher individual rate of payment, but they don't have those shared costs that a couple have. If they're in rent, or even if they own a house themselves, those housing costs they bear themselves rather than sharing. They don't have the benefits of sharing meals and sharing bills and all those sorts of things. So it just makes it harder. Now, they do get an extra payment. They do get a bit of a higher payment, but it doesn't meet that extra cost that they have. And that's why we find that for people who are single, not only people who are renting, but people who are single are more likely to be experiencing poverty on an age pension. But when you think about a range of these issues, single, people who are renting, people who don't have the savings over their lives by the time they retire, it disproportionately affects women as well.
Mm.
That's one of the reasons that we're seeing an increase in, the greatest increase in homelessness that we're seeing at the moment amongst older women.
Really? Wow.
And we think we need to start addressing some of these issues.
And even if they do own their own home, my Lord, the rates.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's fixpensionpoverty.org.au. Joel, bless you. Good on you, mate.
Thanks very much for your time.
My pleasure. Anytime, my friend. Come on the show and we'll talk about the problems, all right?
Wonderful.
Take care. Well done. Joel Pringle is the advocacy campaigner for Fix Pension Poverty, okay, on behalf of the Benevolent Society. They were the people who 110 years ago brought the first aged pension to Australia. They were early pioneers in maternal care and were strong advocates for the introduction of community legal centres, the Benevolent Society, and they continue to provide services and advocate alongside communities across Australia today. All right. Isn't he a good chap? Joel Pringle. Go to fixpensionpoverty.org.au.